Yeah, nice one.
That was pretty
good. You're happy with that one?
I am happy with that one.
Okay, I think you say try not to drink into the mic, but it's 4 kilometers.
No, I know, but it'll still hear you if you go.
Hey, you see that beacon up there?
If you slurpy slurp, that it will still hear you.
I feel like I would get like prayed by something that looks like this.
Yeah. Like, bro, it's always hit me 4 times.
It's trying to get you.
It's trying to get me.
What do you need wood get probed? Like, it's a definite.
I feel like
thing.
It's something that would probe me.
It's set in
this
stone.
Is a probing tool.
It looks alienated.
All right. Yeah. Well, we are here with two guests today.
Oh, we're starting.
As a circumstance.
That's what we cracked
for. All right. No, fair enough.
I mean, that was pretty all right.
You listened to the episode.
Anyway, we have a regular guest. We have Riley.
Meow. It's been how many months?
It's been since you went to America.
I thought you just yelled heads.
It was really since you were in America. Way? Yeah. He hasn't been on since then.
I've been to Japan. I've been places since then.
He has traveled.
Whoa.
We also have...
Alright, you might want to sit down.
We also have a new guest. His name is Carl.
Hello, my name is Carl.
We have talked about Carl before.
We have.
Multiple occasions.
I imagine so, yeah.
Quite pleasing.
Carl's like the first listener.
I reckon Carl was.
Out of everyone, Carl is the most throwable. Like, if you could just pick him up and fucking throw him.
He's like the Kill the Ragdoll app game.
Well, I'm not picking up Riley.
That's so niche.
Oh, I thought everyone knew what that was.
So you're saying you're picking up Riley?
Yeah.
He actually has. And
what about Mitchell?
I'd give my
I'm losing weight. He could easily pick me up.
You would take me the most struggle.
Easily isn't
easily. He could deadlift more than my weight. I'm only 100.
Yeah, I could deadlift like 170 was my max when I deadlifted.
Yeah, what was my max? I think I was close to that.
I'm gonna hurt my max.
It's been a while. I haven't deadlifted in ages.
I was above that, but
brother, you weigh 170.
Damn!
Damn!
Hot off the gates. Hot off the gates.
You know what's crazy? I've known Carl the longest.
Yeah.
I hate this cunt.
Lucky you.
I hate him so much.
Damn.
You love me.
Do you guys know about Mr. Beast?
How long have I known you?
Do you guys know about Mr. Beast?
Do you guys know about Mr. Beast?
Minimum of 15 years. I think it's...
No.
That's old enough for Chris Tyson.
I said minimum.
That is old enough for Chris Tyson.
So in school, we would have known each other for 14 or 13 years.
It's 15 altogether. 15. Oh, no.
Wait, how
14.
Does that fucking math?
So how many years? So 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
18 years. We are now legal.
We're 4 years out of school.
You're almost 2 decades. You're almost like a married couple length.
So you have to, one of you has to kill each other. And the 20 year mark.
Is that what that is? Holy shit, you started grabbling.
That was like a Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Why I order.
So what about Mr. Beast?
Is Mr. Beast going to get cancelled?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Chris Tyson's over though, right?
His
yes.
Yeah, but he saved himself enough. I think it's so funny because there's like clips where like Mr. Beast should be cancelled. Look, he didn't say the N-word, but he almost did.
He almost did. Also,
what?
There are people defending the Chris Tyson because people will be. I think it was Moist Critical was misgendering them.
Oh yeah.
And then they're like, hold on, they are a she, and it's like, all right, cool. She,
she
is P Diddy.
But it's crazy that no one has said anything about Cody Coe.
Cody Coe?
Who had sex with a minor.
Oh, is that what happened? I didn't hear
Yeah, so he
that.
Was 25.
He had sex with a 17.
And Tana Mojo was 17.
Tana Mojo.
That is because she, like, since then, or like now, has stated that, like...
Yeah, she was saying, hey...
She was like, don't really get up him. Kind of thing. She was on his side for it, which is very weird because, like, you were a child.
However,
it's weird to bring it up and then say don't go after it.
No, she didn't bring it up. Someone, like, dove
oh,
deep into
okay.
Like,
I thought
box.
She
no.
dug it up the skeleton.
Well, because she said on podcast, she's like, yeah, I was 17. It's a crime, but.
I don't care.
I don't really.
Yeah. She's not going to press any charges. No. But I think what's weird is that. Have you seen, like, how he's handled it?
Yeah, he went silent.
He
went radio silent
for
2 weeks.
He was in a club DJing.
Yeah.
Lip-syncing to Justin Bieber's Sorry.
Yeah, he remixed it. That was
yeah.
Like, really? Is that what he
yeah.
did?
Like
yeah.
a couple of days after, when it was blowing up,
he
had a DJ set.
Did he quit out from Tiny Meat Gang?
No. Yes. Today, Tiny Meat Gang put out a thing where he's going to be stepping away from being on camera.
Oh, so
stuff.
He's just going to come back eventually.
So just a media thing
so, yeah.
at the moment.
So just like a Weinstein thing where it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We promise he's not going to be part of production at all.
Is Doctor Disrespect coming back?
No.
I don't think he will. But I feel like he will try to.
He's got millions of dollars. I don't think. I think he's happy. To
It'll
retire.
Be like that. Call Me Carson.
The thing
guy.
Is, I don't
because
like Doctor Disrespect.
Back.
Has he?
Call Me Carson has
yeah,
been back. He's been streaming, bro.
Yeah, for a while, but no one.
Really he's a lot smaller. After the fall off.
Wait, what did he do? Like, did he touch a kid?
140 kilos.
He went to a Diddy party.
He did about.
Why is everyone a pedophile?
Dude, we've had a new one every month this year.
It has. I've seen the calendar. I've seen the calendar. Someone made a calendar for every month that's been a pedophile.
Let me just get millions and millions of dollars and start liking kids. I think that's a good hobby.
It's like the Minecraft YouTuber route of the two paths. Yeah. And it's like, touch kids or become a music artist.
Good.
You can do both. Some do both. Dream.
So in 2016, we had like a meme every month, and now it's a pedophile every month.
Yeah. That is It'll only progress.
Time. Could be a meme.
To like, internet stars murdering people every month.
Who do we think is the next pedophile? Who is
August? That's a crazy statement.
Who is August's pedophile?
Kanye West.
No,
that would be crazy.
That would that not be crazy?
I think it has to be.
No, I'm saying YouTube. Let's go YouTube.
Oh, I was gonna say Chris Brown. Chris Breezy, bro.
I can't even think of a YouTuber. It'd be someone from Sidemen. Dude, imagine if it was
Vicstar, bro.
Vicstar?
Is it because he was a Minecraft YouTuber? Yes.
Yeah, he fits in. But dude, a lot of people are Minecraft YouTubers. If Speed?
Baby,
that would break my heart. He has a new album coming out soon.
But what's it called? Kid with the Wolves? If you were to line up all the Sidemen, who is the most likely
If it was any single one of the Sidemen, the Sidemen would end.
Written? No.
I feel like
just sub a guy out like a football team?
But I feel like you can't really add someone to the side.
Haven't they been doing that?
They can all happily quit, though.
Am I wrong about that?
Easily.
Well, no, they have, like, people in, like, videos.
They're friends, but no one's in the actual...
Yeah. Oh. It's only those ones.
It's like me, recurring guests.
I think KSI, just because he's the most popular, has... I'm not going to say...
Doesn't he have a song with Billie Eilish?
Yeah, but he has more temptation. His entire album, got because he has more followers, if that makes sense.
It's easier pool for him to get.
Yeah, and it's like... I don't know if the other ones are like... Besides from Vicstar. Vicstar could probably, touch a kid.
This is where we get a cease and desist letter.
No, we won't. When we're big, it'll be a problem.
I think you have to go the other route. Because like most...
I can't see it being a side.
Most people that have been pulled out, like called out right now, have wives, right?
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, Josh. Bro has been with that Freya for so long. Like...
Josh who?
From Sidemen.
Oh.
And you have a Zerka shirt, so imagine if...
Hey, dude. I'm supporting them.
What about another YouTube monolith? Mark Rober.
I think you said Markiplier. I was like, I think
no, it's too late. Yeah, he's gone.
Mark Rober is too smart to do.
Dude, do you think all the pedophiles they added would be too smart?
Not really. One did some very strange life changing.
The Chris one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think any of them would have been smart.
The beard guy from Dude Perfect. Dude, Ty with the hat and the beard.
Beard guy.
Or one of the twins, and they both get mistaken for
the aliens, the creepy perfect. Alien twins.
You could put a Dude Perfect on video any country, and they know who they are.
Dude, they've put it on. Yeah, they put it on in the club. They put it on at
at Mad Cow. Come,
it's just
I'm
on.
Literally sitting there, fucking just jamming out, and I look at
and then Dude I'm Perfect
watching a football going to a basketball hoop.
What?
I'm like, why
you don't really
listening to Taylor Swift, and that's going.
Yeah, Dude Perfect's just on.
Like if you like bowling, that makes a lot of sense.
No, they have it on a chat, and it'll either be Dude Perfect or it'll like change, and it'll be like the humans are beautiful, the people are beautiful videos. We're just cool, epic
just,
shit happening.
Just drone shots and fucking random shit.
Yeah,
really.
Like Mumbai and the
downstairs.
Slums.
No.
Yeah.
Bro,
they just chuck it on the TVs.
Last time I was there, I was blacked out. So
yeah
it's like they either have MTV or Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect is the new MTV.
It's like a barbershop, but you're not getting the haircut. You're just drinking.
Yeah, what barbershop has Dude Perfect? Like
a good one.
Just cuts.
Best.
Just cuts.
Easy cuts.
Eye barber.
Oh.
Eye barber, where the guy has been inside, like screamed at me to come to get a haircut. Yeah. I'm like, hey, bro.
They start pulling
you
by your hair.
He's screaming.
He was shouting, he's like, come haircut. Because
I have never seen that ever.
You've never seen them. They're just always on the outside. Yeah. Inshallah, brother.
Is this the one near my house or a different one?
Yeah, the one near you.
Oh.
Or,
they're chill to me when I go there.
Or when I went to the show with Troy.
I haven't been there in a while.
When Troy and I went to the show, and like you're going through past like all the stalls of like the minigames, and you make eye contact with one of them, and they look at you, and this guy had a microphone, and he's like, oi, big fella with the big red hair, come here, and he was like, don't be scared, come play, and I'm
Clifford
like,
the big red dog,
and I kept on walking, I'm like, shut up, please.
Well, how do you deal with the ones at the shops that are trying to, like, get your email?
I just
get my email. Them. Yeah, they're like, come help the lifesavers. Give us your email.
What store?
Don't want to take your money? No, no. You know the shitty setup stands?
Oh, no.
And they stand there and they're like, come here. Sign.
Stay with me. Like the RSLs. Like, yeah, that shit. The donate blood, like Red no Cross.
Yeah.
But the lifesavers.
I've hit them with the no inglés before.
Really?
No, yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I'm as pale as a ghost.
No, but you can just pretend you're Spanish. You can pretend you're very Spanish.
I just walk by. And ignore them and seem like a complete prick, and then I've got to kind of come back around and go buy them again when I leave.
You know, I always say, no, no, thanks. And I always hold my hand up.
Have you ever hit them with a no fuck off?
No,
I'm not rude.
They get their bag off. I'm like,
yeah, they're trying to get their G's up.
I have three times in the past week, I keep on catching the door knockers. You know, the people who come in like Red Cross.
I thought that was a slur.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that angle.
And then they'll come knocking on the door and they'll try to tell you stuff.
Who would that be a slur
for? The way you said it was
a Jehovah's Witness.
One Jehovah's
Witness. I got a Jehovah's Witness.
Every time they knock on the door,
get off my lawn.
I forget. I'm like, oh, that's a parcel or something, and there's just someone sitting there. And they're like, hey, can you step outside for a minute? I'm like,
if someone called me at my front door, I'd just start screaming.
I didn't have to lie. I had a Jehovah's Witness recently, and I was like, I'm going to work soon, sorry. And they're like, okay.
I'm so glad I have a
friend. Yeah, no. No,
yeah,
I had...
Yeah, you are lucky.
It's so good. Cause I had this one guy, and he was literally waiting at my mailbox, like, right next to my fence, and just, like, peering into my house. It was just like...
Are you talking about me?
No. I'm talking about, like, a guy who was, like, politically trying to get people to, you know, vote for a party. Okay. I was staring at him, because he was, like, kind of, hello?
He's describing me after this point. When I went there, and I was like, hey, I need my shirt back. Well, I was just like, Neil!
You were just outside, and I had no clue.
Yeah, I was. I didn't announce my presence. I was just like, Neil, Carl!
Yeah, you didn't even text me.
No, I didn't.
You just rocked up.
As long as you don't make the mistake of going out the front steps and looking through Carl's window.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
Well, I physically can't. Wait, I can't jump that fence.
Ryan did that. And he experienced a side that only a couple of women get to see.
Oh, we saw you beating your shit?
No.
No.
I saw Neil buck naked, fucking balls hanging, pegs around his knees in the kitchen.
No, I saw,
me and my previous girlfriend being intimate.
On the couch?
No, on the...
No, on his bed. On his bed.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
So you know his front steps?
Yeah, but I don't realise you can see through the window from
there.
Yeah,
you can see through... If you look up the steps and you, like...
Oh, and you look... And you angle it like a over 6 inch? Yeah, I get you.
And I looked... And I was like... I don't know what I'm looking at.
Giving back shots of Doom.
And then...
That's crazy. I can never single-handedly say that I've seen anyone else have sex
with. That's the only time I have.
Have I?
There's been no recording of me.
No, but like I'm saying in person.
Okay, Zane doesn't count. Zane is like the Eye of Sauron.
I wasn't part of this.
Zane doesn't count because he's like the Eye of Sauron. He's just like, vroom, and he's instantly recording anything. It's evil.
Oh!
So, watch your mouth.
I've been victim.
Victimized.
My poor bed has been victimized.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was,
Is that you who walked into parents?
No. No. And you obviously haven't.
What the hell was that?
Oh, so Riley doesn't have a dad.
Yeah, that was a joke.
And I only found this out like 2 months ago.
Really?
There's no way!
We've made the jokes around you!
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was on previous podcasts as well.
I just assumed, your parents are divorced.
No, I never met
them. I didn't realise you had never met.
That's why he's the way he is.
But one of the funniest things when you realised Miles also.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah!
It was like the Spider-Man meme. I was like, what the fuck? No dad? And then Matthew as well.
And then you guys start talking about it. And Matthews I sat there uncomfortably exists. Like...
Yeah, Miles exists as well.
Matthews is in Townsville somewhere.
We're a good 50-50 split here on the couples doing fine or parents doing fine, I guess.
Yeah, that is true. Me and Carl.
Yo, gang shit.
True.
Yeah. Imagine not having
It's split
houses.
Down the middle.
You've had a good...
Oh, no, we have two houses.
Okay, don't, still have a good life.
Don't act like you don't get two Christmases, you fucking little...
Yeah, we have two houses. There's one that we never go to. It has a hole in the roof.
You have two houses?
Yeah, there's one in that little... Yeah. there's one over there.
I was like, fuck that, that's 10 hours away.
What?
I knew what he meant, and I was like, oh, I thought you were trying to, like, give a fake address.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said 10 hours ago. I was like, ah, oh, yes.
He's referring to Mount Isa.
Yeah.
Okay. In Australia.
I did just under 6Ks the other day.
Oh, that's good.
It was my best pace ever. It was like a sub 8. It was like 7, whatever.
It was speed running.
I got flipped off by a really, really fat person on an electric scooter.
Oh.
What do you got? Well, did you say anything? Do anything?
That's the thing.
They flipped me off at work.
The electric scooter fuckers?
Yeah.
Why did you get flipped off?
I was running on the left side of the path.
Yes.
I'm listening to like fucking Joey Valance and Bray, JVB. Okay. Very loud. It makes me go fast. And there's this old couple. They are two a width and they are walking.
Two width.
They are two a breadth and they are walking. And I cross them. And as soon as they pass me, this really huge guy skirts past me and lets the scooter. Doesn't even look at me in the eye. Just flips me off behind their back over their head. And I'm just like, you have a brake pedal and an acceleration pedal. And they're mad that they had to like stop because I didn't get off the path.
No, stop you there. Scooters don't have pedals.
No, they're the fucking handle. You know what I mean?
No.
There is no air. They are standing completely still and they're just flipping. And I was like, you fucking prick. Come here and fight me.
Come here and
would suffocate you. Like,
you dumb fat lard. No, I'd kill that person.
Oh.
I think he wins.
Yeah, I was coursing. I was coursing.
We got that voice.
I just ran so far.
Yeah.
I would kill that guy.
I would kill that guy.
It's like, if you want to at least flip me off, look at me in the eye.
Like a man.
Yeah, you bitch. Crazy to me.
I love this. There's just going to be one day this poor guy's like, oh, podcast. I remember that. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Yeah.
And like someone in their really nice Miata flipped me off with the flippy lights. Because I was like at a roundabout and I was like, I didn't see anything. I entered the roundabout and I was like, oh shit, they're right there. And they're like going really fast.
So it's not their fault.
It was it was completely my fault. It was like two lanes. Well, I don't know if they were speeding, but they like immediately they like merged out of the way so they wouldn't crash into me. And then they turned later and they stopped and waited for me just to like flip me off at the window. And I was like, I didn't see you, bro. I genuinely just didn't see you. I'm so sorry.
I feel like you just can't control this stuff. Like, obviously, it's your fault for being.
It was my fault, but yeah. But I just didn't see them. I was like, oh, too bad.
Yeah, it's like at the same time, you're just like, I'm so sorry, but don't flip me off, please. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. I didn't mean to accidentally kill both of us in a fireball.
Well, speaking about dying, do you think we're going to die in a mosh pit in October? In a crowd surge?
Not at Suncorp Stadium.
Is it at Suncorp?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's at Lang Park.
I hope I do. Because then there's been
promotional activity that says that it's been at Suncorp.
Wait, what?
But like there's no thing that like on his website there's like nothing saying.
No, I went to the tickets, it says it's at Suncorp.
Is it not at Lang Park?
Yeah, it is at Lang Park.
Is that Suncorp?
Yeah.
Why is it different names?
I'm not going and I fucking know it's at Suncorp.
I thought it'd be so much more sense to have it at the Gabba. Which is bigger.
It would make more sense. Also, I hope that you guys, since it's an open air, you definitely can get all the pyrotechnics and all the shit and all the fireworks he has.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have set it up so it was definitely safe for, you know, 40,000
I feel like after
he's
just killed 12 people, he would definitely make sure that...
Dude, I don't know. That mountain stairs, someone climbed onto it.
Well, he had... You see how many people he had in Milan?
Yeah, no one died.
No one died.
They set off earthquake alarms.
They did? Yeah. That's hype. He is making. Earth, he is.
That is when 80,000 people get together.
They are grossing a lot of money on this tour.
Oh,
who's
they?
His group.
Utopia.
Like very yeah. The Utopia as an idea, as a government.
Cactus Jack is just getting a lot of money, which is good because that means he'll want
more
album music.
Do you think he knows about Cactus Jacks?
Bro,
should we blow his mind?
That would be fine.
Didn't he have a partnership with them? Didn't he have a thing with him?
He
had a McDonald's meal.
I don't think he had something with Cactus Jack.
Was that a Travis Scott McDonald's meal? Or was that somewhere
else?
Yes,
but not here.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't think Travis Scott knows about Cactus Jack.
Is Cactus Jack's a franchise just among Australia?
I think it's only like North Queensland.
Yeah, I think it's just...
How many Cactus Jacks are there in Australia?
All right, I'm being
they're
a 30. 30. 30.
No, I reckon
17.
I
am
10. I have 42.
I'm saying 10 at most.
I'm shooting for the stars.
Oh,
you're looking
in
Matt. Just Google how many Cactus Jackses are there. Yeah,
hey Siri.
Oh, okay.
How many Cactus Jacks are there in Australia?
Have you seen Travis Scott coming out on the stage?
Yeah, and he shoots into the sky.
his dance is so funny. Someone put like Boogie Bomb. Oh, yeah. Boogie Bomb edits over it, bro. It's so funny.
He's dancing like an old man.
He dances like he's never seen, like he's an alien. He's never seen human fucking.
And bro has rhythm.
Does he?
He's a producer. He needs to have, it's his job.
Yeah, but you can have rhythm vocally, but not physically. Like, you can be off
beat. Oh, physically?
Yeah, you can have Parkinson's.
Have you not seen him Actually, that's a very good point. He might not have any.
He might be socially inept.
Did you see the other video of him when he's like preparing to like jump out of the elevator and he's like kind of peeking over? And bro put the filter on. It's like bro's playing peekaboo. Get out of here,
sneaky Mickey.
Wait, is that a Twitch from League of Legends? Oh, bro?
I think it's. I don't know. I am being financially responsible and not going to Travis.
I'm not.
Because yeah, I already have four. Either. I already have four trips I'm going on, and one of them is Japan, so I can't.
Well, I'm being very. Not responsible because I go to Travis, hopefully, to the Melbourne show, and then I leave to Japan 2 days after.
Oh, yeah, true.
So, I'm coming close.
Wait, are you coming to ski?
I will be in Japan.
He will be landing
on the day.
Who is coming to ski mask with us?
Zane. And Mark.
Is that it for?
Yeah, Mafu was supposed to, but then he already went to Melbourne.
Why can't he come?
Because he's got uni.
Oh, he does have exact, yeah. Who else can we bring?
You want to know how many Cactus Jacks there are in Australia?
30. Yeah, that was why you fucking sat in silence.
So,
for 4 minutes.
Said 31.
42. No, I said 17.
So you said 17.
42.
So 30.
Did you pick that? I said less than 10.
Did
or
you
I said
say
10 or less?
Did you say the number 42?
42.
Because it's the meaning of the life.
It's the meaning of life.
Okay, go on. Go on.
Four.
So we have.
We've got two. There's one in Redcliffe and there's one in Perth.
Interesting.
Oh, I'd kill myself in the Perth.
Perth. That's like the most
as
remote Cactus Jacks.
Or Perth?
I spent the entire time trying to find other. I only found two other Cactus Jack locations.
Look, I think I was.
You answer my question, brother. Perth WA or Perth Tasmania?
Perth WA. There's a Perth in Tasmania.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
I think I was more correct though, because I said 42. There was actually four, which is the four from 42. And there's two in the place we currently live.
Oh!
So, just saying, 42 is the number of life. If anyone else.
Breathe! That's a lot of talking.
Breathe by Yeet.
Alright, I'll be quiet the rest of the time.
Features regular show audio in the sample.
I saw a thing.
Did you?
That said.
I saw the signs.
There was a chick that got flown out to Miami or somewhere, or. That was crazy.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So she got flown out for whatever her hinge
date. Like a dog pissing.
Yep.
Flew her out, and she willingly, for her birthday, she willingly accepted it.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah. Someone said Ted Bundy would be putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
Oh, this generation.
Which, for the uninitiated to Carl, Wilt Chamberlain was smashing bitches in like the thousands. Supposedly, he's like a book of every woman he's fucked. But
he's
also,
like, isn't he the GOAT?
He was versing like plumbers in the NBA. So he was like getting
Get a 100-point game?
Yeah, was fucking.
Got a 100
so game. Someone said Ted Bundy would be putting up those kind of numbers now. Yeah. Do you think that's true? Or like, what do you think? Because I think that's true.
Is this what you thought of earlier?
But I mean, he wasn't.
Oh, no.
He wasn't that rich.
Who?
No, but
Ted
like.
Ted Bundy.
Because women are so.
He's just saying they're gullible.
Yeah. Like.
What do you think?
That was a crazy sentence.
Do you think women are gullible?
No, women are like fucking stupid. Like, if you want to fly out.
That's a normal. Okay, hold on. That's a normal occurrence in America.
Yeah.
You fly out
to
the side piece.
America, so.
Okay, okay.
That was But I don't think it would be possible.
I don't think you get a stranger do that.
No. Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah,
stranger.
I don't know. There's a bunch of. Not so smart ladies in Australia.
I mean, if
are you picking your words very carefully?
If a female was like, "Yo, 10 bags, I fly you out now, first class.
Is
come
the lady
see
talking
me."
About that, or is that?
Well, if she,
Ted
if
Bundy?
No, so,
do you know that they're
this
real?
This is the female Ted Bundy.
Yeah, but do you
if,
know
no,
that
so
real?
So if I know this person is real,
yeah,
and they're like,
"Hey, real.
Hey, 10
dude,
bags,
Star of David.
Hey, I'll come fly you out. I'll make you look good. I'm taking the fly."
But that's like,
so
you're
going to
get
stupid.
Sent home in a box. Yeah.
But it's a story.
You're just like.
No, you're going to die.
Yeah,
you're going
to tell who? The fucking ghosts of.
No, I'll back
like,
myself if they come at me like.
You're going to get sent back here in like seven different pieces.
I swing.
What is a succubus? And you just. The life getting just.
Say,
I've lived a good life.
Is that the succubus
it's
sound
been
effect?
21 years.
You're selling yourself as a prostitute, basically. He's like, "I will pay you to come with
for
me.
10 bags!
I'm not going for 10 bags.
That's You're above 10 bags?
Like, yes, I am.
Adidas bags.
This has become a self-worth conversation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Someone said, "Oh, fuck you for 10 bags. You take it up."
Well,
depends who it is.
Yeah. Actually, no I'm one's fucking me. No. I'm fucking.
What if it's Oscar the Grouch?
I mean, you have sex with them for 10 bags.
Yeah, what if it's Oscar the Grouch, though, and he has dirty dick?
But what if they fly you out? Business class.
If it's someone I've never met before, I just only know that they exist as a human being.
Dude, it's the song Overseas.
It had at least to be 12 packs.
Overseas.
Talk about Val Holmes here. Couple bags.
The Cowboys beat the Sharks.
I don't think people think Ted Bundy or know about Ted Bundy, because Ted Bundy was fucking stupid as well.
No, like he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Wait, is this the cunt with the tan car? And he had like only two seats in it?
He only had a Riz woman. If the cops were actually like not socially inept.
The cops failed to get him the first time.
They had the technology now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he was... I think he's getting caught up. He was a psychopath. That was it. Or was it a sociopath?
It's probably the second one. I think
he would like kill animals in his backyard.
Yeah. That was Dharma.
Well, that's usually a serial killer thing if they're torturing animals.
I watch Fern.
I've seen a couple of Netflix.
They're on YouTube. They make videos.
You can call me a fucking expert.
I've seen Shockingly Evil, Something Cruel.
Have you seen?
Yeah, have you seen a movie called Smile?
No. Bro, you won't shut up about Smile.
Is Smile good?
I said
good?
It once in a call. Okay?
Is that like...
ASN, you kept on talking about
Is it like The Ring?
No, it's like...
A little bit, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that one either.
But essentially, when someone smiles at you, you get stuck with the smile bug. And
then I saw the trailer for this ages ago.
Actually, a decent movie.
Bro, have you seen Smile?
Right, have you seen Smile?
Right, when was the last time you smiled?
Not here.
Wait, Smiley, the guy from that.
God, it would have been like seconds ago.
Oh my god, the guy with the face.
That's minutes ago.
Carved out.
Smiley. Yeah, shut up.
Okay.
Right. We're so hostile to each other. You literally
said this guy's been my friend for years and he's
you
like, fucking
know,
hate him.
You want to know how we should be more less hostile to each other?
Dude, Denzel Curry ate
We should all do a sex compatibility quiz.
I'm not doing
it. Yeah, get this guy arrested.
Dude, I started doing like the personality quiz and then someone else told me I had to pay at the end.
I would have
like,
my gig suit so quick.
Yeah, can we swap seats? Yeah, I don't want to be next to this guy.
Did he fart again?
No, you did not hear what he said he would do to me.
Wait, what did he say?
He's going to put me in a gimp suit.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you like can't breathe?
It's like the whole...
It's on the latex suit.
Oh, okay.
Latex, it's got under the bath.
I'll make sure I can breathe. I still want him alive, you know, and stuff. Not that Ted Bundy shit.
He wants to be warm.
Seasonal fruit.
Actually, you're still warm a couple hours after this.
Oh my.
The seasonal fruit of Ryan's wet mouth.
I'm not liking where this is going.
You don't like it?
Yeah. Oh, that's the one thing I said. It's about me. Well, we can say about Riley if you want.
Yeah, no.
I was about Riley with big naturals.
The
yesterday.
Seasonal fruit of Riley's wet mouth.
Riley's tight body with big naturals.
What is...
Blood, you were saying that in your mirror. No one heard that.
No, I was in the call.
Yeah, your mic was muted. You fucking weirdo.
Bro, in the echo chamber.
Yeah. Bro's in the sanctum of serenity, just fucking thinking.
Sanctum of serenity.
If you're listening to this right now, you should delete your Snapchat account. Do it. Do
you
it.
Speaking of that, what's that guy's name? Chris D'Elia.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Chris D'Elia, you know the comedian?
How was it so far apart?
Because Lil Uzi Vert made a Raise Your Social.
Is he also a pedophile?
No. Yes.
He got in trouble ages ago.
So he was on a podcast and they were talking and then old mate was like, yeah, isn't it crazy how all your snaps are saved? And Chris D'Elia's like, what do you say? He's like, yeah, every Snapchat you've ever sent to anyone, even if it's a photo, it's saved in the database of Snapchat. Like, obviously they can only access it with like FBI needs.
You can also request to download all of them.
Exactly.
You can.
And then
that.
Chris D'Elia's like, what? And starts freaking out, sweating.
Yeah,
on
he is he's visibly shook.
Then, it turns out he was messaging minors.
Oh, what if she requested download all my stuff?
I did. It's all on my USB.
That's
over there.
Like years.
What? Yeah, it's like less than 2 gig. I didn't use Snapchat too much when
what
I had
mean
it.
You just have it on a USB. Right
I have it on my. It's just like it's like snap data in case I ever want to reminisce.
Like, year 8 me.
Yeah,
I didn't request all of my snaps. I just all the saved things and all of the memories in the photo memory thing. That's what I wanted. So I got that.
I feel like I'd have a lot of gigabytes.
I think I had to give them
gigabytes
some bullshit reason.
No, I didn't say anything inappropriate. So.
Hmm.
Apparently, just the boys, but
they'll be
How old are these boys?
Young men. Young my man.
Age. NBA save young himself, boy. Save himself.
My age.
When he was 16.
Whoa.
Are
the Cowboys going to win the premiership this year?
They are. Indeed.
They are indeed. Did we get a 6 today?
How many rounds are left? When the Titans are fucking 15th, mate.
Hey! It's still Copium. You're not going
to... Wait, can Titans even physically make to the top 8?
No, yes, go. We need... We need to win every game here and out and then get lucky with other people.
Yeah, that is Copium.
So you need to beat the Dolphins. You need to beat the Broncos.
They can.
The Sharks?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Look, you'll beat the Dragons.
I think at this point in time they can beat the Broncos.
They ain't beating the Roosters, lad.
But, yeah, Roosters.
We have to beat Roosters and Penrith.
And the Knights.
I just know we got Storm.
You just watch the Sharks do shit.
Who? No, we don't.
Yeah, against the Cowboys.
Yeah, we're Bulldogs.
Oh, sorry.
Storm is your last home game.
Last home game.
Is last home game, yeah. On the 29th of August.
I can't wait for Corey to come. He's going to be away for work.
36. Sure, alright, I have to cut this down now.
I invited him as well. And then at the footy game, Zoe sends me a snap of him sleeping. And he's like, I have to go to a party.
Wait, to what? The last Storm game?
He went to a slumber party, let's just say that.
No. Wait, is this the last Cowboy Storm game?
This was this game.
No, this game you invited tonight. Mr.
Oh, yeah. Another name I think.
I was invited, but I wanted sleep.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and I was trying to coordinate this happening with you when I come here and go to sleep. Yeah, I was like...
Travis Scott?
Yeah, I woke up and my life, right. My life flashed from my eyes because there was three guys in my room. Look at my Travis eyes.
All right, who has a better 4-hour run, Kendrick or Travis?
Travis.
Kendrick, no, you Gavin on a stack just because you don't like this around.
I didn't like it.
Hey.
There's a couple of songs that I like, but I wouldn't call it.
What do you think, Ryan?
It's all right.
I saw some schizo poster on Twitter yapping about this.
Okay, so...
Wait, so what 4-hour
schizo
are
from
you?
Travis.
Oh my god.
This so
I like Kendrick more, but if I'm just... If I'm listening and just doing stuff, I think probably Trav.
It goes from Rodeo You to Utopia, and then it goes...
No, but what's the ones in between?
Okay, so it doesn't include Untitled. It doesn't include Jack Boys and, like, Huncho.
Okay, thank you.
It's just the 4 main ones that you can think of as soon as you think about it.
Astroworld,
I don't consider...
Oh!
Do you not consider Morale to be
sorry.
An album?
Sorry, you mean 4-album run.
Yes. That's what this person was... Do you want me to find it for you and just show you visually?
No, I thought you said 4-hour run, so I think... I heard, you listen to it just 4 hours straight.
Jesus Christ, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
I think I have to go Travis, because I think if I...
I would disagree, because I think Kendrick goes from, like, All the Stars to, like, something hard, like, I don't know, not like us.
Like Blood, or DNA.
Low-key, Travis's do sound... Very identical all the way through.
But I think if I listened to 4 hours of conscious rap straight, I would shoot myself.
Hey, he has a song called Cartoons and Cereal, motherfucker. I don't think that's very conscious.
Yeah, well, okay.
I think
that one's about police.
I think Kendrick is just...
I know a lyrical
artist in compared to Travis, where Travis is more melodic.
Travis is a vibe
artist. The melodic blue?
The melodic blue from... DaBaby.
DaBaby?
No, but I feel like I could listen to Travis because I prefer more melodic rap and, you know...
No, but I feel like sometimes you'd be listening to Travis and you just go down, like, the wrong ends.
That's true. There is some parts where I'm just like, alright, Travis, shut up, please. I need to listen to something else.
But, like, pick up the phone. Oh my god, get the shit out of my ears.
I have never skipped
that
song.
I don't think I could listen to any artist for just 4 hours straight. Just a single artist.
Who has a 4-hour album? Someone has a 7-hour album.
I disagree. Crazy. I can Denzel Curry.
Oh yeah, easily.
I feel like his
flow, a full discog dive of Denzel. Boom.
I feel like his flow for me would get too boring.
It changes.
I get he changes it, but there's a couple songs that are just like almost exactly the same, just lyrically and not.
No, I'm just gonna say if I want to enjoy it, I'm not listening to a single artist for hours straight.
14-hour Dimension album.
I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do Post Malone before
4 hours straight. No.
No.
Unless I'm like a concert or something. Yeah.
It's this.
No, but like you don't have to sit there in a locked room with a straitjacket listening. You can do things. You just have to be listening to them.
Like, well, consciously, right? Well, is it? It's not unconsciously, but it's when you're not thinking about something and you're just doing it.
Yeah, that's unconsciously. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're playing games and listening to music, which Ryan does.
What do you say when like? Why do everyone does that?
I don't do that.
So this is a 6-hour album.
I just know you listen to music while you're
and it's have you seen this shit?
We don't. He listens to music.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Do what?
Because
I feel like I'd go insane.
Are you talking to me or
that? I can't do it if we're doing like a big like if there's a big call.
Yeah.
Like if there's more than like 4 people.
He does it anyway. We're talking about listening to music while playing games.
Oh yeah, I can do that. But if there's a call of 10 people, I'll have like instrumental jazz very quietly. See,
yeah, but most time if there's people in there, I'm listening to like an instrumental or like jazz.
Yeah,
like I'm not listening to.
I did 3,000 minutes this week.
I feel like
I block it out, bro.
Yeah, I feel like the background music for me is either the game I'm playing or the call. I can't.
So
really
League of Legends music.
Yeah,
that shit's not bad.
Yeah, act like you don't have any playlist, bro.
I actually think I've got Set the Boss, Set Steve on my.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Somewhere.
This. This is a 6.5-hour album that showcases dementia.
Interesting.
The same song.
And Ben has listened to all of it.
I was going to say, does he just forget that he fucking wrote this song and he just keeps doing it?
No, it's in the meme format.
Yeah. Interesting.
You would have heard it.
So why are you on your phone, Riley?
Because it's a new Riley Ritchie album. Yeah.
What now? I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's the guy from Game of Thrones.
Is it?
The guy with the fucking head off.
Oh!
What's his name? Corey, what are you doing?
That's the dementia music.
Oh, dude, that was me when we recorded the episode with Corey. I just started watching TikToks on my phone.
Dude, was that you? I thought that was him.
No, that was me.
Oh, you idiot.
He was so zoned out.
I wanted to kill you that evening.
Me? The fuck did I do?
Because the day we're flying back, you're like, oh, okay, we're going to record it when we get back.
Yeah, I told you.
And I'm like, fine. Okay. And then you had told Corey that he could sleep at mine without even asking me.
You did say that.
Man, there's a lot of
floor
space.
And then Corey turned up and he was like, oh, so where am I sleeping? And I just looked at him like, what
like
the fuck? And then you tried to say, oh, no, I told you.
I thought I did. I genuinely thought I did. Also, there's a lot of floor space.
Why is Corey not asking me?
You can just get comfy on the floor. I don't.
No, I think Mitchell suggested it.
Mitchell, I think you're one of the
And then
really
Corey would have been like, oh, he's already said yes, that's fine.
Get away with doing that?
No, comfortable on the floor.
Yeah, no. Well,
yeah,
I think
as long as there's a pillow, the floor is flat.
As long as there's
a bottle of JD and a pillow, it's a fucking floor.
I can do it if I'm drunk.
Straighten your spine out.
I need
get
my
flat.
Bed, bro. I need my bed.
Who was that?
True God, I need bed, bro.
I shared the bed with you when Julian was house sitting.
What about tatami mat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can you sleep on tatami mat?
Freaky jump scare to you in the morning?
Well, it needs a.
Yeah.
The mattress, whatever it's called, I forgot.
Yeah, that is the mattress. The futon.
Oh, then,
the
futon. Because I remember, because that couch in the living room, I slept on there with Miles. And it would, we had no blankets or anything, so just a fan just blowing on us, and bolts would come and just like half jump on the couch.
Bolts like the.
Yeah.
No, Bolt is
Yeah, Bolt the dog.
Yeah, Bolt's his dog.
Is it Miles' dog?
No.
Oh, when he was house sitting.
Yeah, where he was house sitting.
I remember that dog.
It's great when he's house sitting and he's hosting something there.
We could definitely rob that drone, bro. Bolt ain't gonna do nothing. He knows us now.
Yeah.
Bolt's.
Well, you jumped the fence.
Yeah.
And you scared the shit out of me.
I can't believe none of you were looking, or someone was looking me dead.
I was looking at you.
I also jumped
but
that
I
fence.
I didn't realize it was like
you.
When I came back later, I did it sneakily and then I got in the pool with you.
Okay, don't say that.
I got in the pool with you.
But to explain to you, we were out suspicious. In the backyard of that house.
Yeah, we're sitting on the backyard.
And
can't
I'm
be
sitting
there.
At
I'm
the
facing.
Front door calling someone. I think it was Mitchell or Julian. I'm calling like, fuck this. And so
I'm like facing the fence as well.
Right. And so I go around. First gate, unlocks. Awesome. Next gate, there is nothing.
You needed tools to open that gate.
What the fuck? And so I look, I'm like, this is jumpable. Get my first foot on, and I'm like, crouching tiger on the top, and I just peer out and I'm staring Ryan, I'm staring Julian, and I'm like, oh, they see me. I hit the ground, I look up, and Ryan's like, what's that over there? It's just pointing at me. I just walked out of the darkness.
Well, it was a thing of where I'm sitting in light and it's dark over there.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to look over there is difficult.
You just see a figure
in
the dark.
I saw this guy jump the fence and I got up ready to switch.
He was dead staring at me while I'm crouching tiger on the top of this fence. I figured he was looking, but he had no idea.
That reminds me of year 11? Was it year 12?
I check out.
When you were at factory.
Yeah.
And Kurt and I scared the shit out of
year
you guys.
Year 12.
So, we had a mate that owned a factory.
That's what you call it.
Like,
it was out of business.
On a back street. And it was a factory. And I had never been there.
Factory, some
But it was where the boys would go, the gaming boys.
We go play board games, you know, listen to music, just chill. We really
watch movies.
We made it.
Smoke weed, be cringe.
I did not smoke weed on record. Did not. I've never smoked. I've never done any drug besides from alcohol
and coffee.
That's not a drug.
Coffee. But I've not had coffee.
What? Coffee bean? Have you had a coffee bean?
You've never had coffee beans in you?
No, I lied.
Yeah, I was gonna fucking say.
Sometimes, but it's like a weak coffee. It's not like
caramelized fusion.
Yeah, heard that one.
So they had this factory, and I was hanging out with one of my mates at night, and we were driving around.
Did you fart?
That's why I said you'll hear that one.
Oh, I haven't smelled a single fart that has come out of anyone's ass. Oh.
I knew it was going to happen. This guy. That's my fucking factory story. This cunt has the Metal Gear Solid alert noise.
It probably came
from and I hit alert when I play on my
phone. Yeah. We were walking to the stadium and I just ran over here.
Someone's detected you on the self game.
I was like, am I in an edit right now? I thought I was in some YouTube video. And he's like, oh, that's just my alerts on my phone. I paid $1.20 for this.
Okay.
Yeah, I love them. That's so sick.
Sorry, this factory show. Hey, I'm a mate. And we drive up a hill. We drive down the hill. And I'm like, oh, what do you want to do? And he's like, oh, some mates are at, some guys are at the factory. Do you want to go see them?
Did you pipe each other?
No. Well, no. And he was like, let's go. And I'm like, oh, sick. I get to go to the factory. And we get there. And as I go to, like, park in the car park, he goes, no. Park further down the road. And I'm like, okay. Maybe they don't want to park in the car park. And we're, like, walking up to the front gate. It's a big car park. And he's like, yeah, they don't know we're here yet.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm like, oh. Are we gonna just walk in? He's like, no, let's fuck with them.
Yeah, so
because it's spooky.
Yeah, we were in this room, and the factory. It has one main room where we like renovated, put everything together, and then there was like a side room which was still pretty lit, and then we had a lot of back rooms that were just dark and like filled with machines.
And there's a lot of broken doors, and you could just enter this place.
Yeah, so
like that's the scare. Like at night, someone else could be in there, and you wouldn't know.
Me and three other guys, we were playing board games at the time, and one of our friends said, well, we heard a noise first, and he said, oh, no, that's just possums, like, they're just in the roof, you know, they're chilling, and then we keep hearing this, like, kind of scratching and, like, almost, like, footsteps and stuff getting, like, turned over, and we're like, surely that's not possums, that doesn't sound like possums, and then it was terrifying, we literally... I don't know how Ryan did it, but he screamed like a 50-year-old crackhead.
Like a Left 4 Dead 2 witch.
No, it was like a girl. It was a proper girl scream.
Like, I did full like
a girl, curdling
like,
scream.
It sounded like someone was getting attacked.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it, and because what? So
don't do it again.
I'm not going to do it. But sorry for context. There's like a front staircase at the top of the factory. So we went up the front staircase, and we were on like the floor above them. And then we take a staircase down the back, and we're there, and we're trying to navigate it all by dark, and I'm trying so hard not to piss my pants laughing. Because it's like, because we could hear them talking, and every time we hit someone, we could hear them go, what was that? And it was just so funny. And I like full, one of the big bumps was like, I full like ran into this desk, and I went like, ah! And then I crouched down, and I was on the ground, and I'm there next to Kurt, and he's like, should we scream? And I'm like, yeah, let me scream. So I let out this full, I don't know, a blood-curdling scream, and I just, it just went, it was like a pin dropped in the other room. Mm. Like, they just went full dead silent, and I heard one of them go, what was that? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then they're just like, and then Kurt and I look at each other, and we're like, let's just dip, let's just sprint. And then, but as we're sprinting away, one of them, like, looks out the curtain or something, and they're like, there's people there running! And they just start screaming, witch hunt? And sprint after us. Kurt like bolts into like the dark, like somewhere else. I run up the stairs, back down, and I'm like sprinting towards the car. There's like five of them behind me. They've got weapons. They've got screwdrivers. I get to my car and I get like pinned against the car, and I just scream, "It's me! It's me! It's me! Don't stab me!"
You know, if you were in America, you and Kurt would be dead.
We would have got shot.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when we were inside, we didn't have a clue who it was, and it was me, Luke, Jaeger, I can't remember. I think it might have been Miles. It was one other person. And obviously, Jaeger was freaking out. He's like, cunt, there's a person in here. We're going to get, like, jumped. And straight away, I just grabbed the closest, like, wrench slash hammer or whatever it was. And I was like, all right, cunt, let's fucking go. Started bashing the tables and everything. And I just see a figure in the dark. And I'm like, oi!
I've shat my pants.
I was so scared. This cunt starts running away. I was so
scared.
Because I was...
Well, I thought I was going to get fucking killed.
So you have, like, no survival instincts then? Because how the fuck did you let them catch you?
There's four of them, and it's him.
I'm a fast guy.
He is fast.
I was a bit faster back in my day.
But then also, like...
Dude, there's a fall-off when you leave school.
Yeah, there actually is.
There slower. Was a, But also, when we first started sneaking in, Kurt was like, oh, there's this room way down the back, and there's a radio in there that doesn't, like, turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the Resident Evil room. Mm. And I'm like, haha, that's funny. And as, like, Kurt goes around a corner to go look at something, and I'm walking up there by myself on the top floor... And I walk into the room and I can hear voices and there's like chains hanging from the ceiling and I looked at there and I'm like, get me the fuck out. And I'm like, no. I just went, Kurt, where the fuck are you?
It was almost haunted, bro. Because like the radio would be off and like we'd sleep there or we'd like chill until like 1 a.m. and then we'd hear like a slight noise. It's like, what the fuck's that? We should go upstairs and check. And the radio would just be on in this dark room. It smelled horrible there as well. And it was just...
Yeah. It's also not in a nice area.
No.
Bro, it's in my hands. What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's like the opposite.
It's on the opposite.
Oh, it's the other side of the road.
It's like the real industrial...
Like near where you do Oztag.
Mm.
Mm. Like it's right near there.
Real industrial area.
It's very close, yeah.
Bro, would you like to play Oztag Wednesday?
Yeah, do you want to play Oztag with us Wednesday?
I work Wednesday nights.
Okay, I don't know, play
and I can't do this. Well, it's stock take this Wednesday.
No. Yeah.
I will get murdered.
To your casual ass job.
My part time job.
Oh, I didn't know it was part time.
So you get paid for going sick. Boom.
Money in the bank.
So much on stock take.
Money in the. Wait, why is it longer?
Yeah, because I'm usually there till like 2 a.m.
You still get paid for the hours.
So you're coming late. What time
do you start? I don't get paid the
hours. Oh, yeah, wait. When do you start?
I don't get paid the double rate.
No, when do you start?
I'll start at 6.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, there's no way you can play then. We're trying to get together a team because like 80%, oh not, yeah, a fair amount of the team is just, is going to a dinner, gay ass little dinner.
A dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
At the fucking...
Why am I getting roasted for going to a family dinner?
Oh yeah, what is this news? Why are you getting roasted?
You get pasta and wine at the family dinner.
Okay, pasta and wine, I don't...
Oh.
Pasta and wine. That's me every time someone says pasta and wine because I'm like, I've got to defend myself.
Very unprofessional of you to have notifications on during the podcast.
I just forgot it.
I'm just saying.
I just forgot about it.
Once and he kept it on.
Yeah, I forgot to turn it off. My bad.
I brought it up.
Alright, let's go around. Album of the week. Boom.
Shit.
Alright, you then.
What do you mean, out, like, coming out this week?
No. You have to give your favourite album of the week.
I would say, at the moment, probably Thriller, Michael Jackson.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mine is 1999 by Joey Badass.
Oh shit, we were talking about that earlier today. Yeah. Because that's what I said, he was born because he's a dinosaur. And then
were you born in 1999?
Oh my god, no. He said I was, and I said I'm
not
old, you fucking.
You sure?
I'm pretty
sure. Wait, what year were you born?
2001.
Damn!
That's a year less than yours, motherfucker.
That's 2 years, that's mine.
Dude, he's like one step away from being a fossil fuel. He's old, bro.
This guy's almost a millennial.
I'm old. I'm 03.
I can't hang out with a millennial. I can't hang out with a millennial.
Hey, bro.
You wait till the end of this. Wait till the end of this.
Yeah, what now?
I'm gonna hang out with people our own age.
No, gulp.
Me, Across the Tracks.
I am hanging out
by Baldy James and Conductor Williams.
I have no idea who that is.
Conductor Williams?
You know so many.
He's like, Conductor!
Get your foot off my cock!
Wait, what'd you say?
You know, so many artists that are just like so random. And
Baldy
like,
James is like one of the best lyricists out right now.
Is he on the charts? Is he charged?
I don't know. He wasn't on the freshman Double XL.
Is he on Spotify's top gaming tracks?
Yeah, is he on Spotify's rap?
I listened to 157 unique artists this week.
See, that's weird. I feel like I wouldn't find that many people that are good enough to like. Listen.
Well, do you think Denzel Curry?
Yeah, but how do you know if they're good enough to listen?
Yeah, if you haven't heard them, how do you know?
No, I mean, if I listen to them.
Hey, bro, don't say that kicks bad.
I don't think 152 artists, I would stick to any of them besides from maybe one or two. Because
dude, Ben listened to more than me. He did 200 unique artists.
That's so strange, though.
What is this even on?
You know what?
This is on the super fan thing.
Like, you're listening to a new song, basically,
and it gives
day,
you a weekly little recap.
Fair, damn, like, who's in the group?
Would you not go back to your playlist, like, once
the
in a while?
Taylor Twins.
Yeah, but sometimes you add the multiplayer.
Happening Legacy and better.
I've
tried to get you to download it, and you haven't.
Like a fucking in the pink group chat.
Oh, bro, he sends, like, 4 different links a day. Yeah, I don't look at all of them.
4 of them are porn.
I have asked you guys to... they're not porn. They're all music. They're all music. I've sent you the link and been like, come get this. And you were just like, don't.
Hey, interesting thing for you. Ready or not, big update. Unreal Engine 5.
The movie. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so the SWAT game. Mm-hmm. It's now on Unreal Engine 5.
Also, it's going to be scarier.
And so it looks fucking realistic.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I see child porn and Unreal Engine
5. A DLC called... Home Invasion came out.
Oh my god.
You do need to pay for it, unfortunately. But those maps are fucked.
Mitchell, you're on your phone, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sending a link to the chat so they can click on it.
I was in my album. My album.
Saturation 2.
Wow. Saturation 2, Brockhampton.
Wow.
Because it's the best Brockhampton album, and...
Wait, you disagreed with me when I said that. Wait, you disagreed with me when I said that.
No.
You said it was Sat 3.
No, I said it goes 2, 3, and then 1.
But that's what I said.
It's a band, bro.
I know who Brockhampton is.
It's a boy band.
It's a boy band.
It's like that place outside of near Gladstone. But
right, outside of Gladstone.
I've been to Rockhampton.
Dude, half of them are gay. You probably don't like that.
Oh, well, yeah, Ron, I'm pretty sure you said
I hang
you
out with you.
Hate the gays.
Okay.
Right, I'm going, Mitchell gets more Hootang than you.
That's a...
You know, I'm putting a sports bet on that.
That's my multi.
Yep.
I could be wrong. Look, prove me wrong. But that's my multi.
Okay, I'll prove you wrong right now.
The Japanese Riz.
I'm a cute young man. I'm a cute little boy.
What are you doing?
Oh,
are
you excited for Japan?
Super fan. He sends a link every day.
I don't send a link every day! I'm going to fucking sit on you.
Maybe we should take over these guys.
Oh.
They're hating each other.
What were you going to fucking say?
So, are you excited for Japan?
Yeah, I can't wait for Japan. I can't wait. It's going to be so money.
Why are you crushing my shoe?
It's going to be so money. I'm going to snowboard.
What are you most excited for?
I'm excited for when I disappear for a day and go to a rural place.
You're not going
to
take anyone with you?
I mean, I've offered. I was like, you can come with me.
Mitchell, I think that's actually, like, genuinely a really good idea because staying in Tokyo...
He sounds sarcastic, but he's being...
We're not staying in Tokyo.
Staying in Tokyo for a week, yes, there's unlimited things to do, but I feel like you would get very sick of the city.
Yeah, that's... Well, we are going to travel around. We are going to Fuji.
Is that
him?
We're going to hit Fuji. We're going to hit up... I think I'm in charge of booking all of the group shit.
That's a tough call, bro.
Yeah, well, no one else really wants to do it.
Go to Team Labs.
We're going to Team Labs.
Just pick one.
We're going to the Ghibli Museum. We're going to Disneyland, I think.
Go to Shibuya.
We're going...
No, don't go to Shibuya.
Wait,
yeah,
I think we're right on top. We're right in the, you know, we're on the map where it says Shibuya.
Yeah,
we're staying right where it says the word on the map. We're in like,
well,
we're central.
He's gonna look at the hotel window.
We're central as fuck.
In the sky. Oh, guys, this is where we're staying.
We're in Shibuya.
Big Shibuya.
We're like.
He's on the meteor from.
We're like right next to the station. I think
that's good. It's gonna be probably. It might not be noisy, but I feel like it will be.
I don't know. The walls will be nice enough.
In my eyes,
I can see some noise.
In my eyes.
Staying in Tokyo isn't staying in Shibuya. Like,
I might be remembering it wrong. Hold on.
I feel like...
Maps.
Shinjuku?
Oh, that's where we are.
Oh.
That's where we are.
Yeah, I feel like that's a better place.
I mixed them up. They both started with S. I mixed them up.
S-H-I. Shitsu. Yeah, that's where I'm staying.
That's where I'm staying, bro. What's up? Wait, let me see. It is a... Yeah, that's where we are.
What's the joke?
Just fucking
say. Are you gonna fart?
No, I'm not gonna
I know the joke.
We're on Shinjuku Station.
So, I went to a zoo in Japan.
Hmm.
It was a shit zoo. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we getting quiet for that? That was crazy.
No,
oh, I don't know how to pick up the reins after that.
Again.
That was bad.
That one felt good though.
Whoa.
I got sacked back. By
I feel like you'll be surprised by how cheap the food is, but also surprised at how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Ben is like, I was like, how much do I need? I'm going to bring 6 band. And he's like, more. And I'm like, I don't fucking need more than that.
Oh, Brian.
Because he's like, I'm so worried that you plan to go to Travis and you're going to ski and then you're going to all this shit up. And I'm like, bro, I'll be fine. I work a lot.
Well, you're not going to Travis,
so. I'm not. Fuck! Why did you do that?
Everyone is farting.
I'm not farting. I'm saving it for when we go to gym after this. You can't. I'm going to fart in the gym.
That one for a while.
Bro, that one's a brood. Oh my
God. That one's bad.
I feel like that's like
Wario's ult. From Smash.
You're like the guy behind the counter, bro. Yeah,
roll the nat 20 and just gassed everyone.
Bro, nat 20 on my fucking nostrils. Holy
is that Justin Bieber on your bookcase?
It is.
Yes.
Why?
My sister's bookcase.
Yeah, that's what he says.
And he's still there?
Yeah.
He's like a talisman on the wall.
What? Can't we fucking get rid of him?
Yeah, he's just tearing off.
Have you seen what happened to Tree's, Cod game. It shrunk.
It became awkward.
I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, cotton candy,
it must have been like the open, probably like the moisture got in and it just closed.
It's just sugar though. It's like.
It is just sugar.
Yeah, so it wouldn't melt due to the fucking humidity in here.
Yeah, from all those farts you've been ripping
cup. Oh, yeah. You gassed the fucking cotton candy.
Dude, when you raise the humidity to 80% from farts alone.
Oh. It is warm in here, but that's because there's four guys in here that they all ate.
We're going to name this up. What do we name this up? Four boys?
We are men.
Four men. Foreman. Oh, boom. Foreman.
4x4?
4x4.
Don Toliver.
Great song.
He didn't call out the album of your week, you fucking...
Yeah, man. Because I've been listening to Thriller.
He said it was Thriller.
You fucking degenerate.
Wait, have you been?
Yes, that's why I said it's my album of the week.
Well, he said it first. I was like, I thought he was kidding, but I mean, that's fair. It's a pretty good album.
Look, an underrated song on that album.
Underage child.
Is it PYT?
No, it's not PYT. PYT is a banger, though.
Yeah.
Did you just shift
your balls and let the rest of the gas out? You piece of shit.
I'm like,
We're open the floodgates. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit. That is unreal. Unreal.
The waveform and everyone's every time someone farts, the waveform goes crazy.
What do you mean everyone? It's just you.
No, everyone makes noises.
Yeah, because of you.
What is this? All, is this us reeling in like the knockback of your fart?
Look, Mitchell, I think Baby Be Mine is such an underrated song on Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's valid.
And it doesn't get the praise that it should. I think it's up
because of the other monolithic Titan songs.
Yeah, you got Beat It, you got Thriller, you got PYT,
hey,
you got Billie Jean.
Michael Jackson, if not one of the best songs ever made, I think
Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd's up there.
No,
Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
I really dislike that song.
Really?
He likes the Lord version better.
Lord have a version.
Have you
not
heard the Hunger Games track, bro?
What? It's
Lord
on the Hunger Games?
Made.
Is this on the new one?
No, it's not like the first one ever.
I do not remember that existing. Do they sing it really slow?
Who's Lord is one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said they.
Oh, I thought they were a band. I forgot. They're just like a British person.
She's New Zealand.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking of Little Mix.
Oh my god. Is that why you were so enamored by
That's why I said they. Well, I was like, whoa, that's weird. Well, that's even weirder. They're a Kiwi. Sheep fucker.
Guys, Ryan's on
Isn't Tears of Fears Australian?
No, they're like British, aren't they?
Tears of Fears?
Yeah, they're British as fuck.
I don't know that
there. They do. Everyone was the
world. I don't know.
Take on Me is a pretty
good one. Hey, this is my top album of the week, LP by JPEG Mafia.
That's crazy.
LPs.
Well, have you listened to full albums? If you haven't, it'll just like pick ones you make songs of.
Super fan.
Do you want me to send you the link, babe?
Oh, that's like, not when it's wet, Ken.
you know the wet link?
There's moisture under my knees, bro.
I went into like the
Not the back knee.
Yeah, there's moisture.
The knee pit. Fan. Download the app.
Music.
I gotta download this. No
one
has come on this phone for so long, bro. I was downloading a whole app.
Yeah, bro.
How did
I go through?
There you go. I've given you the link.
Oh, not the Corey Blair
stimming
touching the
mind. Please don't. It'll make sounds.
I'll open up TikTok.
You fucking will.
Website.
Oh, also, our three microphones turned up.
Mm.
However, we don't have an interface for them yet. Mm. That's still on its way.
Mm. Wouldn't you buy the interface first on this?
No, it's coming from Germany. I think these can't come from Australia. It's cut.
So we've got to wait a little bit.
That is actually crazy.
Wait, when did it say it was turning up?
Like the 16th of August. But these were meant to come on the 5th and they came way sooner.
Oh,
So okay. I'm assuming it'll also just come soon as well.
What if you're wrong?
Well, then too bad.
Oh, it's gonna have my brother's account. That's kind of
fringe. Maybe buy your own.
Wait, why don't you just get a family plan? It's like an extra couple bucks and you can have like four or five.
Yeah, I've got a couples plan with my girlfriend because I'm pretty cool like that.
I'm too lazy.
Wait, who's on my family plan? I know me. Julian is on it.
Me.
And you are on it. And that's our six.
I'm not part of it. How do I join the group?
I sent you the link.
Yeah.
Just like click on it again.
I was just putting Val Holmes in my profile picture.
Okay.
Evil.
So, the Titans are not going to make the top eight. Have we concluded that?
Yes.
No, no, they have a chance to, but it's very, very unlikely.
Do they need? So they need a perfect ass run, right?
They need a perfect run, and then they need someone else to shit their pants drastically.
Okay, most mainstream award is cringe.
What?
Well, yeah, they just do
you
that.
You know what's crazy? Top tracks, Lunatic Interlude from
the Denzel. You played it today.
Yeah, that shit busted, bro. For an interlude?
It is a good interlude. I think that's a great album. I think it reaches up with the standards of his other albums.
For me, I think that's on the same level as Unlocked.
Well, that's a 10 to me.
That is
it's a great album. It's a great album.
It is, but the 10 is... It's a mixtape more than an album.
I will happily call things 10s if I like them as full projects.
Hey, what if you like musical project?
Well, then you can get a 10, yeah.
Damn.
It's as simple as that.
Well, I think this top listeners thing I'm going to solo.
Can we?
You can't just leave it on when you're asleep.
No, but
we came and you were listening to MF Doom and you were asleep.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Sorry, I still saw that.
Okay, but can we put a foot down on the fucking horny posting on Twitter? God damn, brother!
What did I do?
Keep it in your pants!
I haven't been recently.
Oh.
Go to my Twitter! Yeah. Go to my Twitter!
You have to say recently is crazy.
Yeah, well, I have. Well, there was a period where it was all I was posting.
On Twitter, who's this intimate XX you follow?
Oh, bro.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to unfollow them, but I can't find them every time. It's like some porn account.
I found it. Yeah. It was so small.
And it was followed like followed by Simish. Yeah.
And I was trying to... Here, I'll do it now. Because I was actually... But I was trying to do it at work. Bro, worst time to open Twitter in that space.
My Twitter's clean.
Gulp.
Scroll.
Scroll right now.
Scroll.
In following or for you?
That's just who you
are. Why do you have to ask that?
Well, because for you is like. Well, no, let's go for you.
Okay. I don't know how Twitter works. So.
Mexican OT. Mexican OT.
Mm.
His freshman freestyle, good.
I have stopped listening to freestyle.
I have as well, but it came up on the Twitter feed and I was like, I gotta listen to this. It's his syncopation. He's like Mexican Eminem. I don't. He's like. He's syllabically so good. Syllabically.
One more time.
He's got the multi-syllabic rhymes, bro.
This
I reckon it's the way
Japan's
he rolls.
Japan's crazy mascot.
Yeah, it's his voice.
Bro, I told you, Jatan be fucking.
Jatan pisses me off. I pressed the three dots. Do not show me this anymore.
Bro, I put everyone on game when I told them about Jatan, and now they're stuck.
Now they're an ad. Yeah, it's cringe.
And if you at the Twitter account for Jatan,
yeah.
Do they decapitate you?
No, and you say, Chitan, do this. They will send you a video of them doing whatever it is.
How quickly?
Obviously within bounds.
Is it AI?
Usually it's just like them photoshopping something.
Oh, okay.
But like pretty quickly, like within the hour. It's like weird how fast.
Yeah, I won't stop horny posting.
Well, no, you have to.
Why do I have to stop?
Because I have to read that shit, bro.
You don't have to read anything.
I'll be at work and my eyes keep...
Do you have notifications on my shit?
No.
Well then, why?
His ass.
I have notifications on everyone's shit except for Ben's, because Ben's shit is dry. Cool. Sorry, Ben.
Well, you have notifications on my shit.
Yeah, I do.
That's cute.
You don't post much.
Yeah, no, you didn't even like the comments I put on yours.
Which
you
comment?
My
comments on my shit. I don't normally interact with.
Yeah, that is such a terrible thing to wake up to. It's a King Shrek has tagged you in a story. And I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, what did you even reply to?
Yeah, it's just
you
a
said
photo
something
of me.
About the far left.
Oh, the incel. To...
Yeah.
Dude, it's an hour-long video of the fucking incel to trans pipeline, and I would like to watch it, but it's an hour-long.
Hey, Riley.
You try looking in?
You want to go to the movies tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, we're going.
This was my plan.
Yeah, we are going. Isn't it at 7 or 8? Wait, have you not seen it?
I haven't been invited.
What the fuck did... No.
I'm going to hit you if you... You're in.
You were talking about today.
You were talking about today.
And then I was like, hey, bro, we asked you to record a podcast.
What was on Zane's story? It was you at the movies. Is that just an old photo?
Oh, no, that
was...
That
wasn't my story. That was when we saw Long Legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah. Anyway, this Deadpool Wolverine movie is going to be gas.
I saw a TikTok of all the times the devil appeared in the background.
Mm,
bro, I saw like none of them.
Really?
Like, during the movie.
I saw like 80% of them.
Was it scary?
I saw...
Is that why he didn't notice?
I know.
No, yeah, it's like him. So it'll be like, there's a shadow behind this person of the devil.
But okay. I saw the one like right at the end when they like walk into the house and he like closes the door and you see them in. And then I saw like when Long Legs is looking down the hallway in his basement and it's just there.
Did you see the one when he was outside?
No, I didn't see that one.
What about when she's in the library?
I didn't see, I thought that was, well, I saw him, like Long Legs, and then he disappears.
How much autism does it have to just...
That's the first time I've done anything like that. It's been an hour. What do you fucking want?
And the GameCube controllers haven't turned up yet.
The GameCube controllers have shit. They're probably going to come up for the interface.
Why did you get an adapter?
Why do you change the room because every
You need the adapter to use the
We're getting into playing Smash Melee. Because someone... so there's a very popular... basically an emulator, but it's more advanced. And you can do online play and ranked and stuff.
You can play net play.
Yeah.
I got the Don Pienta tag.
I don't know how you got that.
You know how many TikToks I'll be scrolling through it and it'll be like, this guy beat a Tetris world record. And it's like these five part TikToks of that. And I go to the comments and it's like, can't let bro know that I fuck with Tetris lore.
No, you
can't.
It's
so cooked. 2 a.m. just sitting there, I'm scrolling, watching this.
Have you heard of Summoning Salt?
Hell no.
Oh, Summoning Salt. If you like that, you like Summoning Salt.
What is Summoning Salt?
He does like history of... I mean, he might. He does like speedrunning videos and like... The quests people go on to become speedrunning
sometimes
legends.
Sometimes it doesn't click when someone says like a username and then like something.
He has the voice and he has like
salts, and I'm just like, what the fuck is a summoning salt?
Still, the most go-to suggest YouTube session you gave me was that I'm scary stories guy.
There's a few on Nexpo. Nexpo's good.
Right, have you seen Swan?
Is that shit scary?
Have you actually seen it though?
No!
I feel like you
it's probably quite annoying.
Yeah,
to
you
know
would shit your pants.
I'm about to shit my pants again. Watch out!
It's nice. Though.
Can't please don't. It stink. It stank.
All right, someone put a smile right now. can the next 2 hours of this just be smile?
Just
Leo?
It's like a decom.
Yeah.
What decom mean?
The Disney commentary.
Disney commentary.
It's where they watch a Disney movie.
Hey, I'll be honest. I
stole
it from
the yard. I stole it from the yard. They do decoms.
What is the yard? Like outside? Like
that book right next to you.
Season 1.
Yep. They made a coffee.
Are you guys going to come to the gym with us?
Hell no, motherfucker.
I've got work tomorrow.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, I've got work tomorrow. Mr. B.
I've got EP time. And I've got 2 Titans games to watch tomorrow. Female
two?
And male.
Oh, right.
Female's at 12 o'clock. Male's at 4.
Yeah, I have work at 10 tomorrow.
It's lovely when we go.
Yeah.
I still have to go to the gym.
That is the same person.
Oh, is it these guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck, bro?
I don't watch these guys.
So are we going to watch the incel to trans pipeline video together?
Hell no, watch this on your own.
I will.
It's an owl.
Yeah, I'll watch it with you.
Yeah, it's just a mirror account. That's what it will be.
Can I?
I'm afraid
that was good. That was good. That was
Why were you afraid?
That was
you didn't think he was going to pull you in.
Yeah, the way he was acting, I was like...
That was. I'm gonna fuck you in your sleep.
Did you know Black Mirror? Did you know Black Mirror is about phone?
Can I go to the bathroom mid podcast?
I mean, we can just end.
It's been an hour.
Oh well, keep the show going. I mean,
I don't. Is there anything else?
You piss in a cup, I think. Get that audio. Quick, open the Yeti.
Open the Yeti.
No! No, my sister was texting me! Chill! No, this is new.
But
it has stickers on it. It has Tiddling Frog.
You should collect stickers while you're in Japan.
Yeah, put them on it. Yeah, that's the plan. They'll let me take this to Japan,
bring
right?
A suitcase,
yeah. As long as it doesn't have water in it.
Yeah, you have to, carry on, they'll tip it out.
Is a good one. Top 5 Ghibli movies.
Alright, Porco Rosso,
number one. Number one is Princess Mononoke.
I don't know if I've even seen 5.
I don't think I've seen 5.
Spirited Away?
Oh, I think Spirited Away is good. I think it's overrated.
Porco Rosso? Yeah, it is overrated. Porco Rosso is a... Have you seen that one?
Nope.
It's the one with the pig and he flies a plane.
No, really you won't shut the fuck up about that.
It's the best one, bro!
No,
I think
Princess Mononoke is also the most violent.
It is very violent. That's a good one.
There's,
Does Parasite count?
Totoro?
Bong Joon-ho?
No. My neighbor Totoro is shit.
It's like a very child movie because it's made for children.
And then Matthew told me it was based on like a pedophile that would like take the lives of children. Yeah. And I told my sister and she's like, no. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, G.
There's Ponyo.
Ponyo's also a kid movie, but it's actually not too bad.
Ponyo's actually not bad.
Ponyo.
No, Ponyo's the fish guy.
It is the fish. Like,
You got
Oh, How's Moving Castle is a banger.
Good movie as well. That's fucking, that's filled with violence. That is literally World War.
I think it's also got like the best like main theme.
I think the next one, like, the music is very good,
I like Spirited Away though. It's got very
But I think Princess Mononoke is just my favourite.
I think the next one I want to watch is The Wind Rises.
Said differently?
Princess Mononoke is my favourite.
Have you seen The Wind Rises?
I haven't seen The Boy and the Heron.
I still need to watch that.
I've been told that
one. I also need to watch...
Look, it's confusing, but it's good.
I got told this dude to movie.
Get your ass out of my knee,
it's at the door. It's at the door.
Suzume.
I still haven't watched that.
Good movie.
That one's okay.
Crunchyroll, bro. It's on Crunchyroll.
Your name is really good.
Your name is good. Your name is good.
But that's not.
Not Ghibli.
But that's a really good movie. That's like one of my favourite.
I think I've watched it too much for it to be like good for me anymore. Like, it's still a good movie.
Have you seen it?
I was about to say, how good is The Boys? Have you even fucking seen it?
It's in the new season.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you dress up like that?
That's what we're doing. That's what, when we do our tour of Europe, we're all getting suits like that.
The Dragon of the new season, and I've watched the past four episodes, and then like every other show, I've got, and then I've got like such a backlog of stuff to watch that I've
Kaiju number 9, number 8?
I was reading that when it came out, but I think it's gone past
right now. It's in its final arc, apparently. Apparently it's fine.
Listen.
Watch
it.
Kaiju. Yeah. I started watching it when I was in Japan.
No, who did I tell?
Because you can't do Crunchyroll in Japan, bro, because they have everything there.
You need the VPN?
Yeah.
What?
Cool. You know what?
But Netflix,
you should read Sakamoto Days. Very good.
Now, you see, I enjoy Sakamoto Days.
It's going to be the next big one after Jujutsu.
But, yeah.
I already know. I've read it.
Is it about fighting?
Yes.
Alright, it might be.
I still haven't watched Hell's Paradise.
It's an assassin comedy.
The first like two episodes of that were like a slow, but apparently it gets really.
There's another one where he gets dumped on an island.
That's on Netflix as well now.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah. I don't really watch anime that much anymore.
Yeah, I
mean, I barely read manga either.
I'm
JJK.
I was proud of you.
Why?
You just be sending me pictures of like you and the missus watching like TV shows or odd movies.
Oh,
that's old people call.
It's like I haven't watched anime.
No, that's what I've been doing like all my life.
Yeah, well, that's the
thing.
Because
you're old.
I think anime for me was like it started like year 11, and then it probably went for like 3 or 4 years.
Can't believe the first anime you got me to watch, Quintessential Quintuplets.
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
The first one I got to watch.
He gave me his
was music. High School DxD.
Yeah, same.
That's bad.
I never watched High School.
It's a borderline hentai.
I know. I've seen clips, but I've never watched it.
It's terrible.
No, it's not.
It's such a good first anime.
It's so schlocky and bad that it's good.
It's like a Nick Cage film.
Quintessential Quintuplets, which is a...
No, we'll think about it. I think Sword Art...
Are they underage in that?
I haven't seen it.
No.
Have you not seen Sword
Art? No, Sword Art Online was the first...
That
was on AC3.
Yeah, exactly. That's like...
That was a game... I remember my mum coming in and she was like... Because the episode where she undresses.
Yeah.
And my mum was like,
the episode.
What are you watching? And I was like, Mum, it's on ABC3, Mum. Bye.
Mum, this is normal.
There was a virus on my computer. I stood up, my pants fell down.
Is she naked for the whole episode?
No, she's not naked.
She has a bra on and everything. Like, she's not naked.
PG-13. You know how they do, like, the anime, misunderstanding?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't made.
You know how they do, like, oh...
They just edit because...
Oh, like in Fire Force.
Yeah, he says something like, oh...
Fire Force is crazy.
He says something like, I want to be with you. I don't know, something like that.
I want to marry you, doesn't he?
Yeah, and she's like, oh... And she starts, like, undressing to have sex. And he's like, whoa!
That is what he meant, though.
I feel like I'm most keen for Solo Leveling.
House of the Dragon's really good.
Solo Leveling's, yeah.
No, it's in the new season.
Oh.
Because apparently, the JJK season 3 is just going to be a lot of.
It's the Khan game.
Yeah, it's going to be slow burn at the start, and then it's going to get into new
as soon
shit,
as.
Don't say anything, but.
I don't know.
As soon as Hikari comes in,
he's a gambling guy.
Hikari's goated.
Yeah, he's good.
Do you know what his power is?
No, don't spoil it. Shut up.
I like it when the TV show tells me their power.
Yeah. Can I show you a picture of it?
No, no. Okay. That tells you what it is.
No, it doesn't.
But
it's my favorite. It's my favorite volume.
Twisted Fate.
Of.
Hard
Nicole. That's the thing that
I know. It's my favorite. It's the last volume I bought of Jujutsu Kaisen. It's the sickest one. It has him
on
the front.
I'm going to buy the whole JJK like manga strip while I'm in Japan. That's my plan.
In English?
I have.
No, the Japanese manga.
Okay.
Right. I like how you bought it.
I was going to say.
Bought me manga, but it's all the Japanese versions.
Yeah, so you just can't.
Yeah, it's not readable.
Like, I did that as well.
But they're smaller, so you can carry more of your back.
Japan,
and they're cheap as fuck.
Like a dollar.
Yeah, but you can buy the English ones and just read it.
Yeah, but that costs like $7
It costs more.
I had to buy a book, and the book cost me fucking $35.
Yeah,
yeah, but
because
you're a nerd that reads. Imagine being literate.
He reads.
Yeah, I read.
He reads one of my books.
Barely. Dude, okay. There is a correlation.
Three of you have glasses. That's crazy.
There is a correlation between talking about reading.
My contacts in.
Yeah.
It's a correlation between pretty girls and the books they read being absolutely horny, erotic.
Are you talking about book talk?
No, but yeah, I know these people in person and they're like, check out the blurb of this book, and I read it, and it's just a bit. I'm just like,
which horny woman do you know? That's my question.
Plenty of them, and it's crazy to me.
Name and shame,
and
bro. Name and shame.
And bro, that's no game. What's going
There's
on?
There's a pipeline, bro.
Surely you just dress as one of their favorite characters and knock on their door. Hey, beautiful.
If you think about, like, the shy girls in any of your classes, they were freaks, bro. Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what I'm realizing.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken like 20 years of your life to realize it.
So you know how you guys, you do like your Apple Notes of like albums and stuff. I downloaded the app and I posted my book reviews to the world.
That's kind of based.
And I love going through it because I've got like the Pariah. The Pariah gave 3.5 out of 5 stars.
I mean, I'm enjoying it.
It's good, and then but I gave like the second book 4 out of 5, and then
I'm not critical enough to do
the
stars.
Last one 4.7.
I can only do things out of 10.
Wait, if I give you some reviews of my letterbox, you have to guess the movie.
Oh, like the words you've said.
I've reviewed them and I've given them like a status.
I thought you meant like the star rating, and I'm like,
okay, I'll give you one. Is he even fucking here?
No, he's pissing.
No, you!
You!
Yeah, I'm here. I'm getting my equivalent. I'm getting my equivalent up. I'm getting
my
album of the year up.
I'm gonna beat this guy's ass.
Chill, I'm listening.
Oh, some of them you might not know. Okay, I'll give you one.
I've watched a lot of movies.
Oh, I have not. From The Man to Return.
Well, you're gonna have to read to fill him in on what it is.
So horrible.
So, I was saying, Mr. Carl, that I've got Letterboxd. It's like every time I watch a movie, I try to write a review.
Yeah. When I finished like my most recent trilogy of books, like the next 5 minutes I was writing down.
Yeah.
But then I came back and read it and I'm like, whoa.
Sometimes the first movie I'm gonna say, you have to try and guess the movie.
I was in such a state of shock.
I literally had to constantly remind myself that this happened because it was so funny to me.
Yeah.
But this is what I wrote. I said the line, "What would Elon do?" is immediately followed up with Fuzz Aldrin, which is the name of his cat. Which I think... This got 1 star, by the way. This was a fucking...
Okay, so it's not that.
I don't know this movie. I don't know this movie.
And it was atrocious. It's 2022.
It came out 2022?
And
the actors.
It has got Patrick Wilson and Halle Berry. Patrick Wilson being from Conjuring. The male guy.
The male dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And who?
And Halle Berry. Black Catwoman.
Yeah.
What would Elon Musk do? Fuzz Aldrin.
It was so funny.
He
stares at a poster of, like, the moon or some shit, and he's like, what would Elon Musk do? And he turns and his cat's in the water. Fuzz Aldrin! And then it cuts. It's this dumbest movie.
It's got him and Halle Berry in it. Oh. Is it sci-fi-ish?
Yeah, very.
Fuck.
I feel like I'll just say it, because I feel like it is.
No, Halle Berry wasn't in Bumblebee. For some reason I thought Bumblebee, but I don't know why.
No.
What is that?
Moonfall. You know that shitty one where it's like the moon is fucking coming towards the Earth, and it's gonna like collide?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? I was thinking of a space one.
Yeah.
Because I remember
I couldn't think. It was like that or... Those two went in there, but don't look up. For some reason.
Yeah, that's valid.
No, I was thinking.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
No, Jonah Hill.
What's the one where there's the Leonardo well? DiCaprio. What's the one with Johnny the wells
and Timothy Chalamet
and Russell Crowe?
Jennifer Lawrence.
And who?
Russell Crowe and there's a well.
Yeah. Timothy Chalamet. It's about
looking up or down.
And Jonah Hill.
No?
No.
Jonah
Hill. Water Boy?
No. Was
Russell Crowe and there's a well.
Don't look up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in
there. He's in there. Yeah, so I was right. I thought I was wrong. But Timothy Chalamet is in it.
I don't think I actually watched Don't Look Up.
Loser.
I think I watched some of it, and then I was at a party, and then like I stopped watching it because I was drinking. And then I tried to watch it the other night, but I fell asleep because I was too tired.
Well, the next one. Blank.
Really?
It was like one.
What was that laugh?
Anyway, Blank, there's a character in the title, is why I can't say it. Acting like the little brother who instigated a fight and running away is so beautiful to watch. 2024 movie.
We have like
so it came out this year.
Yeah.
Like a, is it horror? Or...
It's action. I watched it with my little brother.
Who's the actor?
So it came out this year.
Yeah.
His name is in the movie. Is like the name and of the movie.
I can tell you that it's not a human being.
Did you go to the cinema?
Yeah. Most of these are in the cinema. One of them is
acting like a little brother who instigated the fight. The actor.
No, there's no neither the first the main two characters aren't actors.
What?
They're not human beings. They're
oh, so it's voice acting.
It's completely. It's no voice. It's completely CGI. Yeah. Yeah, two main characters.
Yeah,
just,
but there's a voice.
Nope. Just grunts.
What?
Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
Wallace and Gromit.
What?
Cat?
I have no idea what this is.
What?
I don't know shit about movies.
Following their explosive showdown, Blank must reunite against a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world.
Oh, bro, that's like a cut and paste fucking...
Hey, that's what...
If they only grunts, that's just like confuse the fuck out of them.
And one of them... That's what he does.
Brother, what?
Just thinking yeah. Angry Birds the sound you're making.
Wait, so they're not... And they... Oh!
Is it like an animation or is it... Like...
No, they're CGI. Like, so there's human people and then there's them.
Yeah.
And they fight. And they fight other things.
Oh, wait, is this the Planet of the Apes movie?
No.
Oh, we didn't get to watch that. I have one more movie in that group of movies to
is
watch.
Is it that monster-fighting movie?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Yeah,
which one came out this year?
Monster Fighting.
Like a massive blockbuster movie.
Monsters
like,
Inc.
It was like the Disney
3.
One.
Nope.
Oh, not Disney, but Pixar or some shit.
Monsters Inc. 3.
It's like fucking...
Oh, I'm still so
is
lost.
Is it not like Monster Brawl or whatever?
No, I'm telling you. Then it's like...
Brawl Stars.
They have separate
by
movies,
Supercell.
And then this is the movie where they come together. Oh,
Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla and Kong. I said Kong acting like the little brother who instigated the fight and then running away is so beautiful. There's a scene where he hits Godzilla and then just fucking tosses for him
runs
like,
away.
It's so goofy. The whole fucking movie.
That did come out this year.
Did it?
It just confused me because CGI, I wasn't thinking big giant monster.
Yeah.
I was thinking like just...
Yeah, well, it's CGI.
So I mean, you said little brother and I thought like...
You're thinking tiny people?
Yeah, I thought it meant like...
Tiny
that's
people.
What I'm saying, it's funny that he acts like...
I think meant like under 8.
And then this is a hard one. I feel like this will be the hardest one. If it was 90 minutes of the Rock Hard Rod Show, I would give this 5 stars, but I didn't.
The Rock Show?
The Rock Hard Rod Show. It's from the movie.
It wasn't in cinema, was it?
No.
Is Ricky Snicky?
It is.
I didn't watch that.
You should. There's like a compilation of John Cena doing karaoke of songs, but just putting cock somewhere in it, and it's
like
called the Rock Hard
stick.
Rod
Damn.
Show, and it's so funny. Like,
oh wait, did I see this?
I don't know. It was on Amazon Prime, but it was so funny for the 5 minutes that it was there, and then it just cut away. I was like, "Fuck!" It was 90 minutes of that, bro.
It left.
It's so crazy to me that Zac Efron, such a big actor, but he just decided, yeah, let's just make an Amazon, like, original.
Yeah, some shitty fucking...
And with John Cena as well. Because I was seeing... Did you see all the advertisement, like, John Cena was doing? He was
standing
in random places with the sign.
Like, fully naked.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It just said Ricky Janicki.
Yeah.
It just said that on the sign or whatever.
Well.
That's like an hour and a half worth of recording there.
Yeah, cut that up, Mitchell.
Yeah, chop it up. Chop chop. I can't wait.
You get in the kitchen and you cook.
It'll That's be so up. Awesome. It'll you have to go to the gym after this.
Well, oh fuck, we do it. It's 11 p.m.
You know who doesn't?
Are we still going to gym?
Look, I'm down.
I'm
syndrome.
I'm so tired.
But also, it is 11.
It is 11.
I mean, Ryder's down. The monster, so.
Why don't you get enough him for not going to gym? I would still sleep.
I'm tired. He slept though.
I hope all of the stuff we've ordered comes tomorrow. That would be so cool.
You had a granny nap.
Or the day after.
Granny nap.
Oh, yeah, day after more likely. Saturday.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope this was listenable.
I hope if it's not, I am going to kill myself.
Yeah, it's all on Mitchell's editing skills, so.
Hunt, there's a fan right there.
Well, you guys should check Mitchell's hard drive, though. Check Mitchell's hard drive. Check Mitchell's hard drive.
I ain't Chris D'Elia.